God, dear Heavenly Father, hear us as we turn you in prayer, turn to you into prayers. A service guest is asking for a service or a prayer of intercession on behalf of her sister that she would repent. On behalf of a sister and their children, that they would receive the grace of repentance. That service guest who is listening to the services at the radio, that he would be healed from sickness. And a service guest prayers on behalf of his sick brother. We bring before you this request that a child could be healed from a sickness, and a couple would have strength to battle. Sister's request is that a spouse would find the grace of repentance, and unbelieving children could repent. Parents ask for prayers on behalf of their son who is sick. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hear this request of a sister that a young person would be freed from drugs and would receive the grace of repentance. A brother asks for prayers that would have the strength to battle in the midst of difficult situations in life. Dear Father, hear the prayers of from a brother's prayer on behalf of his family. Request of a sister is that I would still give a time of visitation to the nation of Finland. Bless the servants of your word and their families. Give the board of the SRK strength in their work and guide them in your wisdom. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to secure to your love in all distress, and to find comfort from your Son's cross. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. As the introduction for my sermon, I will read the Holy Word of God from the Gospel of St. Luke, its verses, or chapter 23 and verses 39 through 43 in Jesus' name. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Amen. This red text is a part of the most known happening in the Bible. Jesus was on the cross of Golgotha. In the middle cross, he was nailed on that cross, and on his both sides there were thieves, and they had been also nailed on the cross. When there are lots of you girls and boys at these services, and also you parents might remember at the time when you were at school and during Easter, you have gone through these happenings at school, and many times you have drawn pictures of these happenings. I also, when I was a little boy, I remember when we drew a picture of the same happening when Jesus was there on the cross and two robbers was there on his sides. This is something that we can all remember. This happening, Jesus on the cross, is like the climax of the Bible, the revelation of the Word of God, the message which is written from the beginning pages of the Bible. God's Word tells us of creation and the work of the salvation, and it relates to us of the love of God toward His created man. How there in the first or beginning pages of the Bible we can read from these happenings. That once there will be this day, there at the time of falling into sin, when Jesus was left off from Jesus, the unity of Jesus, God pardoned these people and called them. There the gospel was proclaimed in Jesus Christ. And this gospel of Jesus Christ, it goes, we can read of this through the Bible. The same message is in the book of Moses, books of Moses, and the prophets warned of people of the dangers of sin. And they also reminded that God has prepared them the way of life to heaven. There in the time of the Old Covenant, people believed to this word of promise. It has been said that Jesus Christ, the Lord of the Bible and King, and so it is that the Holy Word of God, it opens unto us through Lord Jesus Christ. Now we are at this moment. Jesus was there on the cross. Jesus had his last conversation. We remember many pictures in the Bible when Jesus had conversations with people. According to the text of Luke, this is the final talk which Jesus had, and with the people he talked to, there were two robbers, two thieves. This conversation tells us that these thieves, they knew something about Jesus. First of all, when the other one of these, that he gives such a testimony of Jesus, he tells this, that these people, these two robbers, knew that judgment and what had happened. There, Pilate, who was the judge, he says that this person is not guilty. But when the nation or the people, they were of a different mind, and Pilate, maybe he thought that he was worried about his future. Pilate, Pontius Pilate, did that. Did the worst thing what a judge can do. He gave a false judgment. I have thought many times that maybe this was part of God's plan, that Jesus had to experience this kind of a false judgment, that he was judged in this way. This was the will of God, and for what reason? Dear service guests, this was because of you and me. Jesus was not there on the cross because of the will of people, but he was there because of the will of his own Father. So that the salvation plan of God would become true. Jesus has had himself, he had said that he is the promised Messiah. And the other one of these male factors said that if you are Christ, save thyself and us. He said this in a very rebuking way. If you are Christ, save thyself and us. When Jesus performed his public ministry, people marveled and wondered and asked, that is this the promised Messiah? And from this text, relates to us that this the other robber on the cross has heard the teaching of the kingdom of God. He says, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. At these services, God's kingdom has been spoken of very much. And one might think that is it right to talk about the kingdom of God. But when we read the Bible and we read the teachings of God, then in a very core or a core place or very essential, Saint Matthew writes in his letter that when Jesus began his public ministry, he says that repent, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. And later on he tells that he went all over Galilee and taught and preached the gospel of his kingdom. Jesus taught it with many parables, the secrets of the kingdom of God. And it is familiar to all of us that Jesus in his sermons, he considered this seeking the kingdom of God as the most important matter in a person's life. That first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And as Jesus sent his followers to work, he said that proclaim and teach of the kingdom of God. And this was also an important matter, that this other robber on the cross had heard from the kingdom of God, or of the kingdom of God. The Pharisees asked Jesus that when shall the kingdom of God come? Jesus answered, the kingdom of God cannot be seen with the eyes of man. You can't really say that it's here or it's over there. Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is there in your midst. So it is in this time. The kingdom of God is here on earth. It cannot be seen from the eyes of man, and you can't understand this with the mind of man, as Jesus taught. But through faith, through the eyes which have been opened by the Holy Spirit, with those eyes we can see it. It can be found from those places where the Lord of life is present through his gospel. These malefactors had been the source the other robber on the cross who rebuked Jesus. The other portion of the Bible says how both of these robbers rebuked Jesus. Jesus teaches in the parable of the sower and the seed. That the seeds had been plucked from the field by the birds of the sky. And this person had gone far away from the kingdom of God, and his heart had been hardened. And this other robber on the cross, we can see a picture in him of which Jesus teaches in the parable of the sower of the seed, that a seed was planted on a good ground. The seed was able to grow and bear fruit. This robber on the cross, he says to Jesus, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." What does this relate to us of the state of this man's heart? God had called him. We don't know the faces of this person's life. God calls each person to the fellowship of him. And he had called this man. He had awakened the conscience of this man, this text also relates to us that this man regretted what he had done. He regretted his past life, and he noticed that he was on the wrong track. And for that reason, he wanted to hear the grace of God. And for that reason, he wanted to say that, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." When we look at these happenings with the human mind, and this answer of Jesus is surprising. On the cross, in great sufferings, when death is near, Jesus answers to this man, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." It was sin that led people from paradise. Jesus proclaimed the gospel to this man, a joyful message. And this person he received the grace of repentance. He was forgiven what he had done. and he was able to receive everything by grace. What does this, dear service guests, relate to us of the grace of God? It relates this, that the borders of the grace of God, it does not ask for merits. When we think of this other robber on the cross, his hands and feet were tied, and his life was coming to an end. He had no possibilities. He couldn't do anything to save himself. I think in this way that this happening has not been written in the Bible by accident. It teaches us forgiveness. It also teaches us that all those who travel in the fellowship of this grace, there will be a day of reward, just like Jesus taught in one parable. One cannot earn the grace of God, but God gives it as a gift. There on the cross, there in the midst of sufferings and pain, in a miraculous way, the sight of hope opened. Even now, even today, shalt thou be with me in paradise. This man was able to experience hope. Isn't it so, brothers and sisters, that the gospel of forgiveness in this time opens the viewpoints of hope? That may the gospel be comforting you, as it is for all of us, the gospel of Christ. And we know this, that it does not take away the pains of life, but it opens views before us. It opens that matter which is waiting for us. And when we are to leave this time, we can own Jesus Christ in our own hearts. This main message of this text is that God has so loved the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The robber on the cross believed. He was able to inherit everlasting life. This promise of God did not have ifs or buts. This revelation of the Bible is sure. The robber on the cross is in heaven. And so the plan of God's salvation was able to be fulfilled or become true. At these services, we talk about the redemption work of Christ. What does that mean to me, to you and I? How important is to forgive, to receive forgiveness? Can we talk about it too much? Can forgiving If I ask you, brothers and sisters, there are those that have endeavored for decades. Has the grace of God taught us to do sin? I think that you will say that no, it has not taught in such a way, but it has been the power against sin. As Paul writes to Titus, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. For that reason, it is important that we talk and we listen about this joyous message of this forgiveness of sins, that we can believe on our own heart, on our own behalf, sins forgiven in the name and atoning blood of Jesus. Savior himself proclaimed this message to the robber on the cross, Jesus referred to that message, that the woman who the wives that were who were able to experience on the second day of Easter. Jesus was victor over sin, and this God's plan of the salvation work had become fulfilled. Like in the motto of these services, it says that they were given a joyful message, the gospel. When Jesus died, a joyful message was heard and called. Dear friends, service guests, brothers and sisters, this message can still be heard on earth in the kingdom of God. It's still true that sins can be forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. You service guest who have been here listening to these services, maybe you have experienced in your life such thoughts that, will the grace of God, does it yet belong to me, for I have fallen into sin, and there have been many faults and errors. Brothers and sisters, we have a permission to uplift our hearts, to believe our sins and temptations forgiven in the name and atoning blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. On to peace, freedom, and joy. If at these services, or one of those who is listening to these services, if you feel that you have this portion of Jesus, of this robber on the cross, that you feel that you are not a partaker of this grace, even at this moment, I will bring you good greetings. You may begin to follow Jesus. You may believe all your sins and unbelief forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. It pays to believe. Knowing Jesus Christ, it is the most important matter of man, and that's what the Word of God exhorts us. Don't we want to make those promises at this moment? That in this time, in many ways, it's difficult. There are many, many matters. We want to follow Jesus in his doctrine, in his suffering, and in his life, and to look at that, what God has prepared for us in the fellowship of his grace, to remain traveling. So you can, at this moment, brothers and sisters, remain traveling. And securely we say, in Jesus' name, amen.